Hello, dear listener. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. This session is about redefining relaxation. A lot of the times when we speak of the term relaxation, we associate it with our muscles going slack, turning sort of numb to all the tensions in our body. And in harder times, we try to calm our mind down when it's running at a speed of 100 miles per second, constantly telling it to shut up. However, in most cases, as we know, it doesn't really work out that way because this definition of relaxation is only partly true. Relaxation is less about being comfortable and more about finding that comfort through acceptance. Acceptance of what is as it is. More about letting everything and yourself be. Let's consider an example of your teeth. Become aware of your mouth. Notice your teeth, your gums, and your tongue. Don't judge. Simply observe. Your job is to simply shift your focus or your attention a little more to your mouth area. Now I want you to see how your teeth are attached to your gums. See how tightly they are fixed. When I say relax your mouth, you might not want to take your teeth out and relax your mouth muscles. When I say relax, your mouth simply stays as it is. Your teeth don't fall, right? This is it. You simply accept it. Your mouth relaxes into the condition that it is in. Now let's try to relate this example to our lives. In moments of stress or depression, most people feel like they're losing control, like they don't know what to do, or like everything is falling apart, and they're all at sea. Well, let me ease you by saying that you never really had control. All the things you thought were working your way were simply as they were, but you thought as if you controlled them, and you liked them because as a child you were programmed to do so. You were given strict definitions and judgments of what is nice and what is not, what is traumatic and what is not. But you know what? Your parents could not be blamed either, because in order to function in this world in a better way, our ancestors gave us the knowledge of all that is good and all that is bad. Now, what we forgot is the knowledge of the knowledge itself. The fact that it was based on some tactics of the world, these labels that are definitely important for maintaining a balance in the physical world, but ultimately, just words. There are just some assumptions and their definitions that have nothing to do with your innermost self. Having said that, I want you to ask yourself, what is relaxation? Is it just a word? Well, factually it is, but to define it with more clarity, I hope you're able to conclude, relaxation is synonymous to acceptance. You simply acknowledge what is and you let it all be instead of identifying yourself with it. Your mind wanders and you let it wander. You let it all simply be. In fact, when you become aware, you cease identifying yourself with the stories and movies that are playing in your head. Your to-do list shortens to just one simple task at a time. That is not really a task. Just being. Simply being. And that is when you truly relax. Now we've come to the end of the session. Thank you so much for listening to me. I hope you enjoyed. This was my first podcast. If you liked it, make sure to share. I love you. Bye.